You're listening to the All Systems Go podcast, the show that teaches you everything you need to know to put your business on autopilot. Learn how to deploy automated marketing and sales systems in your business the right way with your host, the professor of automation himself and founder of Automation Bridge, Chris Davis.
Welcome to the All Systems Go podcast. I'm your host, Chris L. Davis, founder of Automation Bridge, an online publication for small business automation. This episode, I'm going to talk to you about getting the most out of the technology that you're using to run your business, or hopefully you're using technology to run your business. If not, this will make it simpler for you to identify the technology to use in your business. And this is a fundamental practice that is not optional. Okay, if you're going to produce any consistent results with your marketing, you're going to need to listen to this episode and understand my approach to leveraging technology at its best. Okay, remember, technology should be a slave to us, meaning we tell technology what to do, not the other way around. All right. So if you're new to the podcast, make sure you're subscribed and have left a 5-star rating and review. You can find the All Systems Go podcast in all main podcasting apps. Most importantly, we are in Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts. Comes default on every phone. So you could just type in All Systems Go and I am there. This podcast is there. So again, make sure you leave a 5-star rating and review. Thank you in advance for that and your continual support. So when we talk about getting the most out of your technology, what we're really saying is technology is here to stay. I remember there was a point in time where people were still trying to identify, is social media here? And do businesses need to be focused on social media in order to be relevant? I remember that time, and it was right around the time when Facebook pages were big, and you know, Twitter had a big thing about them limiting their characters. They're like, how can we type with just 140 characters? You know, everybody was getting used to this new thing called social media. And technology is the same thing. Technology for business has very much been reserved and looked at as for those who are doing major things, right? Like you're doing something so fascinating and unfathomable. Wow, how are you using that technology? And here's what I mean. There was a point in time where, and this is when Blogspot and Blogger was really big. People weren't owning their own blogs on their websites. But to have a website and then have a form like on the sidebar, that was like revolutionary. This is right around 2011, 2010-ish. It's like, oh my gosh, how did you get that there? How did you do that? What's that magic? Right? And I say that as a basis of just kind of like where we were and where we are, because now it's common practice, right? Like if you don't have a form on your website, you're looked at like, what are you doing? Are you really in business? Right? The overuse of technology. Now I go to websites and I can't even land on the homepage and read like the main headline before a pop-up jumps up, which to me lets me know technology is being more widely adopted in marketing, unintelligently, but people are now looking for it. They're checking on technology. That has become a mandate. So it's here to stay, everybody, which makes this podcast more important than anything. Because in order to take advantage of the benefits afforded to you by technology, you're going to need to know how to get the most out of it. And I don't want to say this to be scary and be like, oh my gosh, this is so overwhelming. Technology by default is overwhelming, but it's our superpower. It's the small business superpower, technology. Because of, and I talked about this in episode 1, the advancement of technology and cloud technology specifically has made it more easily available to us. We just now have to get the approach that I'm about to outline this podcast down so that we can start leveraging it to our advantage and not being a slave to it. Okay. So let me first say that leveraging it is difficult, and it's a twofold effort. I want to let you off the hook. There's a lot of mental self-talk that I found entrepreneurs have specifically around these two areas that I'm about to mention, where I just need to scale back and take you off the hook so that you can embrace that what you were doing was the best that you could do with what you knew. I'm about to equip you with more so you can do more. So this is a two-headed beast that every small business of today has to slay. Okay. And that two-headed beast is marketing and technology. So when you put the two together and say there's marketing technology, just imagine the force that you're up against. But this is the truth be told, most businesses struggle with how to market. And that has been the case over time. Okay. What is not uncommon is that you have companies with a big bank account that can just do more of a shotgun approach to marketing. I worked with a startup that was like that. Had didn't have a marketing bone in their body. You know, the startup as a whole, and everything was just shotgun. Hey, do this, put it everywhere, write as many articles as possible. Let's be everywhere. Go to every city in the world. grow, right? Now, how does that work? Well, it works because you have this large bank to pull from, so that maybe if your efforts lost you $7 million, the business doesn't close down. It still goes, right? You have money to play with. Hey, let's try running ads. Let's run ads for a year. Oh, they're not profitable. Let's stop that. You better not, as a small business owner, think and for 1 second you can operate that way. But here's the kicker. Many of you are looking up to startups. You're looking up to these platforms as if they're the gold standard in marketing. And until you get on the back end, listen, I've been on the back end of a lot of startups, and very few of them really get the marketing right. But you're looking at them as if, oh, it's all right. One last thing, everybody, and I'll go on to the second one, because we're on the first part of why leveraging technology is overwhelming. Once you know this, it changes you. So I was just recently looking at I don't know what it was. Demio was holding like a and by the way, I support Demio. I love the product. Demio was support. They were running like a teleconference or something like that, like a virtual summit. And they shall remain nameless for now. But one of the guests on there, I looked and I said, this person hasn't marketed a day in their life. Not a single day. Person wrote a book, probably hasn't sold over 50 copies and had the book forever. Right. Like, does probably, if you tasked them to build a landing page and an online process to sell a product, wouldn't know where to start. But they were a featured person talking about how to market online. And I looked at it and I'm just like, wow, people are going to look up to that and be like, yeah, great. He's a figure. He's in leadership in this startup. He's got to know what he's talking about. I'm telling you, that worthless. Individual is worthless when it comes to marketing. But why do I say that? I say that because many of you, and I used to be one, fall victim of following whoever says or whoever looks like they're marketing. And the reality is most businesses are struggling on the back end, trying to figure out how to market, let alone market efficiently. Okay. So if you don't have a big bank account to play around with, hey, let's try Instagram. Let's try Pinterest ads. Let's just try doing stuff, which most of you listening to this podcast cannot. And I would even argue, if you do have the money, why waste it when you can just hire the right people to help you with your marketing? But that's a task in itself. So the first reason why leveraging technology is difficult is because understanding marketing, how to market, is hard. It just is. Most businesses struggle with it. The second is understanding technology is just as difficult, if not more. So can you imagine if you're a non-tech savvy entrepreneur that is more visionary focused than process oriented and doesn't really have a good understanding of marketing? Do you understand the force that you're up against? Saying, I want to automate my business. Do you understand that force that just came? It's like it was a sleeping giant. And the second you said, hey, I want to automate my business, this two-headed monster woke up, said, oh, really? Here's marketing. Here's technology. And we're coming to take you out. Right? You didn't even realize it. And before you know it, you're irrelevant before you even get started. Or you realize after you start, wait a minute, there's more to this thing. Okay, so I say that to take you all off the hook, because many of you did not know that was the battle that you were in when you said you wanted to start a business. So now you know that. So now let's equip you with the right armor and weapons to slay this giant. And that's what we're talking about today. That's what we're talking about, because the main thing to understand is that When this two-headed giant comes up, it's easy to go buy a tool as a weapon. It's just laughing at you, like, ha, ha, ha. You can't use what I am to beat me. Right? So that's what a lot of people do. They default to buying a tool for a sense of progression, a sense of I'm making steps in my business. And they don't even know how to get the most out of that tool. When I was a certified consultant for Infusionsoft, I cannot count on two hands and two feet. How many people had paid $2,000 for Infusionsoft and had it for over a year, paying at least $300 a month and hadn't generated a single lead? But they did it because some guru, some millionaire was using it. So they were like, oh, success is using that tool. Okay. So there's one thing that precedes technology that you need in place in order to get the most out of technology. And that one thing is strategy. Having a clear, defined strategy will place you in a position to not only get the most out of the technology that you're using, but it'll also prevent you from buying the tools that you don't need. Do you understand how easy? Listen, AppSumo is a blessing and a curse. Once you get in that ecosystem, oh my goodness. I mean, I am an experienced marketer, everybody. And sometimes I have to go just throw my wallet away. Like, no, I will not buy that, because they do such a good job. One, with the offers. The offers are just ridiculous, right? It's like, what, lifetime for $30? Never pay a recurring fee. And then you're like, well, maybe one day I will need a support desk that integrates with a landing page. So when new people can come to my website, they can ask questions before they purchase the product. And then I can answer it via text message. Like, you'll create a case for it. You'll be like, okay, yeah, I do need it. And the reality is your strategy dictates what technology you need. This year, I have purchased maybe two things off AppSumo. Two things. Because every time I saw what they offered, I had to hold it up to my strategy and say, wait a minute, how can you help my strategy? And if the answer is no, I've learned to be disciplined enough to say no. Okay. If the answer is no, I will say no. If the answer is no, you cannot help my strategy. You do not fit in my current strategy. I'm not thinking about the future. That's me. If you guys want to go ahead and buy for the future, go ahead. But here's the thing. Here's the reason why I don't buy technology for the future. A lot of time it's price based. And there is a case to be made by getting in early in the lifetime access. I do that in a very limited capacity. ThriveCart is probably my best get in early lifetime access product ever. But usually I don't buy lifetime, because I know that if I have a strategy, my business is going to grow. So the cost of the tool is negligible if it's needed to produce the result that I need. So whether I could have got the tool for $20 2 years ago and now I have to pay $100 for it, it's marginal because at that time where I need to pay the $100, that tool is going to do way more for me than it would have done if I paid $20. That's just my logic. That's the logic that I use. It's from growth. I know keeping strategy first, my business will grow. So that is it, everybody. You need to have a strategy. Strategy before technology. So let's talk about the benefits of having the strategy, the symptoms. What are the signs to let you know you need a strategy? And I'll cover how to create one. It's all in this episode. Listen, I'm not holding back. If you haven't realized it, I'm not holding back. Okay. And it's just going to get better as we go on. All right. So what are the benefits? The benefits of a strategy, if you haven't kind of pieced it together yet in this podcast, the benefit is it enables you to operate like your own business instead of cloning something that's existing. I cannot tell you how many times. Let me say this. Cloning is not being inspired by. OK, just believe there is no design. There is no website or, you know, process or framework that is brand new. It has been adapted from somebody somewhere. So a lot of times you look at these gurus and you look at their website and you'll be like, oh my gosh, I need to hire a $50,000 designer. That $50,000 designer was inspired by other designs. You know, they just sat with that owner and got the vision and was able to piece from what they were inspired by previously together and create something. So cloning is not inspiration. It's okay to be inspired by what other businesses are doing. It's not okay to copy what other businesses are doing. Because again, you could be in the same industry and your process, your strategy can differ, which means the tool set is going to differ because strategy dictates technology. Okay. So if you want to operate like your own entity, like a unique business, the unique business that you are, you need a strategy because that's what's going to allow you to do that. Next, the next benefit is it gives you clarity of action. Your strategy lets you know what you need to be doing. I admit I have not always been as buttoned up in the marketing area as I am today. And there was a point in time in my life where I would wake up early. And honestly, I thought that if you just wake up at 4:30 and start doing stuff on your computer, success will happen. Don't laugh. That's just where I was at. Yeah. Young, dumb and full of none. None meaning no insight at all. Right. So what I learned now, like the future me talking to the present Chris, is that I didn't have a strategy. Because that strategy lets you know every day, here's what you need to be doing. Right? Hey, if you want to achieve this result, here's what you should be doing today. Okay, so a strategy gives you clarity of action. Whenever you don't know what you should be doing, you wake up in the morning, open your laptop, and you just stare at the screen like, what should I be doing? Most of the time, your default is just posting on social media or doing something that makes you feel good. If you find yourself staring at your screen many times, not wondering what you're not knowing what you're doing or operating aimlessly, like you're doing a whole lot of stuff, is not producing a result. You're not getting the benefits of a strategy. OK, you lack clarity and a strategy gives you that. All right. And then lastly, the last benefit of a strategy is it produces the desired result over time. The key is over time, everybody. The best strategy in the world will not produce immediate results. In some cases, it will, but you need to be in it for the long term. A strong strategy requires time to be strengthened. OK, because it needs to be molded to your business. You know, strategies start very much like a framework, proven process that businesses have shown that this could work. And you start with that. You start with some level of intelligence. And then as you go on, you mold it. You mold that strategy to fit just tailor fit your business. Okay, so I kind of already talked about some of these symptoms, but what are symptoms that you don't have a strategy? And any of the following that I'm about to mention, this means you're doing any of these and not generating revenue. So what's the first one? You're enrolling in unlimited courses and downloading unlimited lead magnets. Okay, it's so funny. The first thing that I see people do when they're ready to get into online business or they're ready to leverage the internet or the World Wide Web to grow their business and operate their business is they look for a course to enroll in. And I get it. Listen, I did the same thing. I get it. We're taught that, right? Hey, as a child, if you want to be something, go learn something. And that is true, everybody. That is 100% true. Here's the problem. They're not looking for a course that's going to help them define their strategy. They're looking for courses and lead magnets that's going to give them a strategy, just a template to follow. Which, if you need to just get started, that's okay. But if you're paying good money, you need to make sure that you're getting a strategy for your business. Okay, so the first symptom is you're just enrolling in courses and look at the courses that you've enrolled in. I guarantee you haven't completed them. Right? You just have these lead magnets, ebooks. You're not reading them. Right? The next symptom is you're a member of more social groups and forums than you can count. You log into Facebook, you know, on the left side, at least today, it appears on the left side, all the groups that you're in. You can't keep up with all of them. You log in, you let a day go by, you've got like 30 notifications. You open it up. Some of them are personal, but most of them are from the many groups that you're in. You're asking questions in groups, trying to get guidance. Hey, what do you guys think about this? Hey, should I do this? Not generating any revenue, but you're doing it. Lastly, you're relying on tool support to grow your business. What does this mean? I actually have an entire podcast dedicated to this. I have it outlined. We'll see if it makes sense to record it. But I have seen a common theme every single startup that I've worked with. When you don't have a strategy, but you're using a tool, you're using a marketing tool, you will create a support ticket. And you will start to ask them through support, or if you can jump on a call or talk to them in person, questions about marketing your business. Seriously, I've seen this every startup that I've been a part of. And it is so unfair because that support person is not a business owner. They're an expert or a practicing expert in the tool to support you to use it. They're not there to give you a strategy. But you find yourself asking them, well, hey, how should I be generating leads? Now, I have never in my lifetime relied on a tool to give me marketing strategy. So I didn't know this was a thing until, of course, you start working with these startups and you're friends with people in support. And of course, you have to support, you know. And you start realizing like, oh my God, I mean, sometimes they're just stressed out. And these are the nicest people. They're like, they just didn't get it. I don't know. I didn't know how to tell them to run a Facebook ad, but I just know how to put a form on Facebook so you can capture information. It's wrong. And I have to come to the defense of the startups on this one. Now, while I'm defending them, shame on the startup that is using employees to try to train and teach people a marketing strategy. That is fundamentally disrespectful to marketing because your employees are not business owners. They're not entrepreneurs. They don't have a business on. They don't have business context in why some of the things that their customers or clients are trying to do are more important than just, oh, you can use this feature, right? So shame on a startup that doesn't know enough about marketing to understand that it is unrealistic to ask of your employees to help a business's marketing strategy. Shame on you, because a marketing strategy takes time. You're not going to give the time that it takes, right? It's not like these are dedicated people that I can call and they're going to help me measure my marketing, because the other piece is marketing exists beyond that tool. They're just one piece. Now, that person can't speak intelligently to the other pieces of your marketing. So anyway, I digress again. This is why it's probably going to be its own episode. I think I just verified that this needs to be its own episode. Is it fair to rely on the tool that you're using to help you create a strategy? My answer is no. But it's a symptom. If you find yourself doing that, it's because you don't have a strategy. So in closing this out, how do we create a strategy? Okay. Let me start with this. The goal of the strategy is to fill the gap between what you offer and your audience. Okay. Fill the gap of what you offer and your audience with a measurable path. That's the point of your strategy. I just want to keep it simple. Okay. So how do you create one? First things first is it starts with your offer. Begin with the end in mind. I call this my sliced bread approach. You start with the loaf. Okay. You start with what is that product going to be? And then next, you need to understand who that product is good for right now. Do you hear me? Who that product is good for right now? In this moment, who is the best candidate for this product? If you say everybody, stop it. Just stop. Get that out your head right now. If it's for everybody, it's for nobody. Okay. So you need to clarify your offer and your audience. This process that I walk people through, I have an entire module in my mentorship program for this, but this process is identifying product market fit. And I love talking about product market fit because it's so unique and dynamic. But essentially, one of the key factors of product market fit that people don't talk about a lot of time is time. Time is a huge factor. More on that later. But just understand you need to clarify your offer and your audience. That's the first step. The second step is you need to start to identify the process to connect your audience with your offer. This goes back to the six systems, the significant six that I mentioned in the previous episode. Each one of those systems has processes. You need to be clear on those processes. Here's why I love traditional businesses. I love them. When they come to me and say, "Hey, Chris, we want to automate our marketing and our sales and our delivery. We just want to do more." Inside, I'm like a little kid jumping for joy. And the reason being is because I know you've been in business for this long. You know what you're doing. You are clear with your processes. I can sit down and talk to you, and within 30 minutes, I know where you're getting your leads from, what the best source is, what do you do after you capture the information, how you follow up with them if you don't capture their information, how long your sales cycle is, lifetime customer value, all of those things. If you give me clearly defined processes, that's an automation specialist playground. It's what I mandate for any of the marketers I mentor. I say, "Hey, listen, get them to give you their processes. Once you get the processes, you can figure out how to couple the technology with it." Right. So you need to identify your processes. A lot of times people suffer from what I call process pregnancy. They walk around like coneheads. You remember that movie Coneheads with Dan Aykroyd, with the big old coneheads? And that's how a lot of people figuratively walk around, because their process is all in their head and they haven't given it birth to actually get it on paper, documented, and to see it. Which brings me to the next one, is map it out. In identifying your process, you need somebody to map it out and make it visual for you. That's when you can start identifying, "Hey, let's change this. Let's do this. Let's do that." This is all without technology, everybody. Now, you can use technology to map it out, but you get what I'm saying. We're not focusing on the tools yet. The next is to execute, measure, and improve. Now that you have your processes, you've got it mapped out, you're like, "Okay, this is what we're going to do." Now that you have the execute and measurement comes from identifying what that goal is. That's the offer. Okay, with my offer, how many of these do I need to sell? So now let's execute and try to hit that target. Many people will not identify a target with marketing because they're scared they won't hit it. Therefore, they fall back to things like brand awareness, right? And people who have joined their community, 1,000 subscribers today, yay! They're afraid. They are afraid to try to produce a measured result or a specific result, I should say. They're afraid at not hitting the mark. Here's the thing. If you're measuring your marketing, you know how to adjust. Okay. And just remember, everybody, create a marketing strategy is a journey. It's not a destination. It's not a destination. You don't arrive. I have a marketing strategy that works and it's great. That is a process, because the second it works, trust me, something's going to change. It's too dynamic. Maybe a source change. Man, all these leads I was getting from Google, all of a sudden, I'm not getting them anymore. We need to find another source. Man, this channel, we were using email, and for all of a sudden now, all of our clients have this firewall. Our emails aren't going through. So it's going to change. It's going to be dynamic. Okay? So I'll be the first to tell you, you need a system. But before you can implement it, you need a strategy. Strategy is always first, technology second. You use that approach in your business, you will be successful time and time again. If you keep that on the top of your mind, always, it's going to save you time, money, and keep you in business again for a very long time. And that's what I want for you. I've experienced the fruits of this labor, of this approach. I want you to. I want it to be yours. It is yours. I want you to adhere to it. So who's that person that needs to hear this, right? If you found value in today's episode, please share it with them. Make sure you're subscribed and leave a review, a 5-star rating and review on iTunes. For those of you binging along with me on this launch, next week I'll be teaching you on how to implement marketing with little to no mistakes. Virtual raise of hand. Can anybody use less mistakes in their next product launch or just in your marketing in general? If that's you, the next episode is for you. That's next week. Again, if you're not along with me in launch, go right ahead and listen to the next one. All of the show notes, all of the episodes you can access online at automationbridge.com/podcast. So until next time, my friends, automate responsibly.